Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Let's have a little mini e-buzz, shall we? Because producer Katie just came in here filling her conspiracy theory, like full on, when it comes to Cardi B, Offset, and him accusing her of infidelity.
Mm-hmm. Because I believe that if Cardi B did cheat.
But you don't think she did.
I'm not 100% sure.
What? Give us a percentage.
60-40.
60 what? 60 she did it?
60 she didn't.
Oh, she didn't. Okay.
So you're giving her a slim benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a reason behind it. If I did not know that she had a bodyguard that is just as fine as Beyonce's bodyguard, Julius, and if you are a Beyonce fan, you know that Beyonce's bodyguard is Julius, and he's a fine, tall drink of water, right?
And is famous.
Cardi B has her own version.
Oh, that's him?
And if you look him up.
See, Kristen's reaction just made
yes,
me.
Yes, that's him.
I didn't think Cardi was cheating until you just reacted to the picture like that.
Oh, sorry.
Now I'm not sure.
Because, Offset's fine. Uh-huh. Like, she's got, her man is very good looking. And then you pull up her bodyguard. He, too, is very good looking. And I think also, too, the fact that he has the job as bodyguard, so you know he's there to be a protector, adds a little extra oomph.
He's also really well-dressed. This man is fine, and he's got some good outfits on.
All right, so, Mo, you are married to somebody who is famous. You two are famous. You're married to somebody famous. This is... So this is kind of like... the whole, would you let your nanny be hot theory. Like, women get asked all the time, would you be okay if you had, like, your husband hired a hot nanny? Would you be okay if your wife hired a super hot bodyguard?
I wouldn't care none about his looks. Could this man actually protect my wife?
He can protect your
can
wife.
Fight?
He can protect and fight
is
for
he
your
brave?
Wife. Yes.
All that. So he has all of the, don't just bring a fine man in here who can't fight, because then we got a problem.
Highly qualified. He is highly qualified. He can, he's super, he's ripped, he's buff, he knows all these fighting moves, whatever. He is highly qualified, but he is also seriously fine.
Damn, so if she do cheat on me, I can't beat him up?
Nope.
Nah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
No?
You're crazy.
This is what I don't understand. About marriage. Like, Renee? This is my wife. You're not talking about my girlfriend.
No.
I'm not marrying a woman I would ever have trust issues with.
Because Offset and Cardi are married, correct?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
If she's my wife, I would have not one concern about it. That's why I married her, because I would have no trust issues. She can do whatever she wants.
I mean,
my wife get a bodyguard. He better look like Debo for Friday.
Wow. Seriously. Did he just pass away?
Yes,
recently?
I'm about to say, man's not even alive. Rest in time, he's throwing shots.
Rest in peace, Tiny Liz.
I mean, look. Like,
what?
Abby, I mean.
Oh, I've got him pulled up. Yeah.
Oh, she did it.
I gotta say it.
Nah, it ain't tell me he dressed like that. That man looking like James Ball in 2023. I mean,
not many men can pull off a turtleneck.
Exactly.
This dude is pulling
off special.
A turtleneck.
You make a turtleneck look that good.
All right. So, Abby, you think, like, when you're looking at this,
yeah,
what's your percentage that, you know, she may have cheated on Offset?
Oh, 90-10.
90-10?
Wow.
I'm not giving any wiggle room for this woman. I'm looking at this man, I'm like, yeah, he's protective, and you're spending all the time with him.
And isn't she owed one?
I was about to say, she's owed a few. Yeah, Offset didn't only get caught once. He's got caught a few times, to the point where the man had to literally, like, go and disturb her concert to try to get her back. I mean, Cardi was at 1 foot out the door at that point, so she might have got a little payback.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. One, thank you for your theory, because it brought us to him.
Yes. Gorgeous man.
Little Kevin Costner situation going on.
It is.
All right, so she's starting to feel more like a rideshare driver than a girlfriend. Should she ditch or continue to date this guy? Abby's got the email.
Dear Burt Show, I hear you are doing that ditch or date thing you guys do every week, and now I have one for you to debate. I've been dating a guy for a few weeks. I'll call him Ryder. You'll soon see why.
Ryder, I barely even know her.
My friend. Anytime we go out on dates, I drive because he doesn't have a car. At first, I didn't mind, but now it's starting to bug me. I've tried hinting around him getting a car, but he seems to have no intention of getting one. The thing is, he has the money. He always pays for our dates, including nice dinners, but I always drive. I jokingly asked him what he did before me, and he said he took Ubers. I can't help but feel like I'm his Uber with benefits. Ryder. Get it now. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy otherwise. He's good looking, has a great personality, but I don't want to be his personal chauffeur. Up until recently, I've only driven him on our dates. A couple of days ago, he asked me over to his place for a home-cooked meal. And when I got there, he had set up a romantic dinner with candles and everything. What he didn't tell me is that he wanted me to take him to the grocery store so he could buy what he was going to cook. He said it'd be fun to do together. I agreed. However, once we got the stuff he needed for dinner, he pulled out another list and continued to do all of his grocery shopping. I didn't say anything in the moment. We finally got back to his apartment, and he did make me a nice candlelit dinner. It was sweet, but in the back of my mind, I'm wondering if he's using me to be his personal Uber. I've talked about it with my friends, and they think I should dump him, but I really like him. What do you think I should do, ditch him or date him? Thanks, Sarah.
I think you continue to date him. I'm like, if he's paying for everything, right? It seems like you have a somewhat balanced relationship. And yeah, the grocery store thing's kind of funny, but depending, and I don't think we know how long they've been dating, but I would not have an issue with this, especially if this is his lifestyle and what he had before. And maybe it's just because, you know, I know you, Mo, and how you roll, and you don't.
Yeah. That's why I think he should ditch her. Because,
really?
Yes. A lot of people love to get the joke off that I don't have a car on me, and I don't think they understand the concept of someone who doesn't want one. It's not that I can't afford one. I don't want one. I think it's a money pit. It's a whole lot of different reasons I don't have a car. Now, if you really like this man, in my opinion, this wouldn't be an issue. It's an easy fix. Either you let him drive your car, because once y'all get together, y'all gonna share everything anyway, or you take Ubers together. And if he's willing to pay for you to always be chauffeured in the same Uber as him, what's the problem? So to me, I don't think this is ever a reason to ditch somebody if you really like them.
Yeah, I honestly think Ryder's clueless. Like, I don't think he, in his mind, thinks that this is some kind of problem. I think women, we tend to feel like, and if you're dating a guy and you're into men, you typically like to feel like you're taken care of, and you kind of like it when things are paid for and he's getting in. Like, when I had to drive a date back to his apartment after he got a little too tipsy, I'll be honest, I felt a little masculine and I didn't like it. So I get how she feels, but I think maybe you should say something rather than just complain about it behind his back and then dump him.
Yeah, in this instance, if he wasn't doing everything else, the candlelight dinner, making dinner, paying for the dates, etc., if he was like making her like split all that stuff on top of like having to be the chauffeur, that'd be way different. In this instance, though, I think he's in the clear. So I think we're all unanimous, and yeah, continue to date.
The Burt Show.